Steve Cashel back with the United Center Kia Halftime Show. Bulls trailing the Nets by 14, 59-45. Well, the Bulls are proud to be teaming up with Athletica once again this season. They specialize in physical and occupational therapy with dozens of locations in the Chicago area. Mike Hedke is a certified strength and conditioning specialist at Athletico's Bolingbrook facility. He is in this discussion talks about ACL injuries and why they may be occurring more frequently.
In the younger adults, junior high, high school, I think it's more about these kids are playing in multiple leagues, throughout the summer, playing three games a day, those kind of things. They're not getting the proper time to rest, the proper time to just calm down from the sport, because kids are getting bigger, faster, and stronger at the very beginning nowadays. So what's going on is, the kids aren't getting rest. And as they go without the proper strengthening and those kind of components that they're not getting because they're playing in multiple games, they're risking injury.
Now, why is there, Mike, a higher incidence of ACL injuries in women than they are in men?
There's a lot of research out there, but it always comes down to, unfortunately, anatomy. Women have actual wider hips normally, which causes an increased angle from their hip to their knee to their ankle, and that angle, if it's greater than it's greater than what it is for men, it predisposes them for the injury.
Interesting. Yep. Mike Hedke's with us, a certified strength and conditioning specialist at Athletico's Bolingbrook facility. The Chicago Bulls, one of the partners with Athletico. I'm Steve Cashel. We're at the half here, Bulls and the New Jersey Nets. Mike, next question. As far as injury prevention, what can a parent or coach or player do to prevent them?
The biggest thing is not only to incorporate that they need to, shoot, run, and all those kind of things, but the core strength, the flexibility, the warm-up prior to these kids getting on the court or on the football field or on the baseball field is one of the most important things for these kids. The better they're warmed up and the better that they're strengthened, they're going to be able to play more effectively and prevent these things from happening.
You mentioned strength training, Mike. What are important muscle groups for athletes to focus as far as ACL injury prevention?
The biggest one is the glutes. The glutes, the hamstrings, and the quads, and the core. A lot of athletes, we all are quad dominant. Our quads are a lot stronger than everything else, but there needs to be a balance. So if one muscle is stronger than the other, there's compensations that occur as you're repetitively doing jumping or cutting or any of those things, and the muscles aren't strong enough, you're going to tear them. So the glutes and the hamstrings are very important muscles in conjunction with just good balance, single leg balance, and core strength.
Mike, how does Athletico incorporate strength training and injury prevention into what they provide for patients and also the Colton community?
We like to be outreach contacts for the community. We do community lectures in regards to kind of what I was telling you about the strength programs, relaying this information to not only the patient but the patient's family and coaches that it's important that not only these kids get to practice and work on their skills, but they need to have a strong base of core work, flexibility work, dynamic warm-ups, and working on all the muscles to be balanced and work effectively to be able to stay in the game, which is the ultimate goal. So what we like to do is just that. We'll set up programs that constitute the core, the strengthening, the agility work, and the plyometric activity to get them back on the floor and safe and effectively so that they can play the game.
That's Athletico's Mike Hedke, a certified strength and conditioning specialist from the Bolingbrook facility at Athletico. We're at halftime. Bulls right now trailing.